USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Law enforcement officials saying publicly it's too early to know what caused an explosion at a medical office in Southern California yesterday that killed a woman, injured three others, and whether the blast was intentional. However, law enforcement sources have reportedly told the LA Times and NBC News the blast was likely caused by a package bomb. An Orange County Sheriff's Department commander saying only,
"The investigation's going to be long. There's a lot of rubble to sift through. There's a lot of things to go through."
North Korea suddenly threatening to back out of next month's planned summit with the United States, angry that the Trump administration's insisting on the North giving up its nuclear program and that it's also gone forward with military exercises with South Korea. A State Department spokeswoman says, though,
"We have no information on that whatsoever."
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The UN Security Council meets over deadly violence in Gaza. USA's Wendy King with more.
The UN Special Coordinator for Mideast Peace was critical of Israel.
"Israel has a responsibility to calibrate its use of force, to not use lethal force except as a last resort."
But Nikolai Malagdanov also said Hamas
must not use the protests as cover to attempt to place bombs at the fence and create provocations.
Israel's ambassador said they were faced with terrorists trying to cross their border.
The White House says First Lady Melania Trump remains in good spirits as she recovers from a kidney procedure earlier this week. Severe weather hits the nation's east. A little girl killed in Newburgh, New York last evening when a tree fell on the car she was in. A similar incident killing a man in Connecticut as well. In Maryland, more than 60 water rescues were reported in Frederick County after over 6 inches of rain fell. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of teachers are expected to show up at North Carolina's Capitol today to call for higher wages and greater education spending in that state. Hundreds of schools are to be closed for what's being called the March for Students and Rally for Respect. The demonstration coincides with the return of state lawmakers to session. March organizers claim the state's one of the worst in the nation when it comes to the amount of money spent per student. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU of Iowa taking the state's new fetal heartbeat law to court. That bill, which is to take effect on the 1st of July, would ban most abortions in the state when a fetal heartbeat's detected. Opponents of the bill say that is often before a woman even knows she's pregnant. The Iowa Attorney General reportedly has said he will not defend the law because he claims it undermines the rights and protections for women. Author Tom Wolfe is dead at 88. Wolfe died earlier this week in a Manhattan hospital. He had reportedly been hospitalized with an infection. Known for his bestsellers, The Right Stuff and The Bonfire of the Vanities, Wolfe was a pioneer of what was referred to as the new journalism in the 1960s and 70s. Again, Tom Wolfe was 88. Remember, you can find us online when you're surfing around. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.